This is TWiT.
One of the other topics I wanted to bring up, and this is an interesting one, because there is a difference. There's out in the field today, there's lots of different checklists that come from organizations that say, hey, we want to be ready for remote work, but we don't necessarily know how or what to prioritize. And so I wanted to go through kind of the differences between both the IT checklists and the user checklists that are out there today. We'll go by one by one, and maybe we'll batch a couple of them together. The first one being is, I think Curtis brought this up in the previous bite, which is, hey, you got to be proactive. You can't just kind of wait for things to happen. You got to be proactive, especially from an IT checklist perspective, because if you're going to wait for things to happen and then institute new services, new policies, new security and privacy constraints, you're going to be in a bigger world of hurt than you were in the beginning. So I want to go round robin really quick. Curtis, start with you. Be proactive. Obviously, we already know that that's important. What's something that organization can do from a proactive perspective? What's good to start with?
Well, I think the number one thing to do is make sure that employees are equipped with the tools to work from anywhere. Even if you anticipate that the vast majority of their work life will be in an office, I think it makes things a lot easier if they're given the tools to take their IT life and perform it from any location. And that has to do not only with making them productive when they're on the road. I mean, my overall company called Informa, is the world's largest producer of trade shows and conventions. So many of our employees, while they spend much of their time in an office, do have to go out to produce a trade show or a convention at some part, for some part of their work. Let them do that. Give them the laptop that is supplied with the software, the services that they need to be productive from anywhere. The other thing is to have your back-end systems prepared for that. What do I mean by that? If you're going to have VPNs, make sure you have VPN termination that has enough licenses to be able to do the tunnel pairs required for all of your employees to be working remotely. Make sure that your servers are able to handle remote access as gracefully as they do access from central locations. That means practicing all of these things. I think one of the things that we're going to see in the future is that many more companies are going to pay attention to the idea of rehearsing their business continuity plans than they had to this point. A lot of companies had said, well, if the worst comes, we can just send everybody home. Doing it was a much bigger project than they had anticipated. I suspect we're going to see annual updates and drills to make sure that should something like this ever happen again, the transition will be much smoother than it was this time.
Agreed. So, Chibert, I want to throw this to you. Same question. Obviously, being proactive is important. What do you feel organizations or people should be doing to be proactive? What kind of things should they kind of stack on top?
Actually, the knee-jerk reaction that I hear from more than one CISO is we should only be doing a tunnel all for all our VPNs. 100% of our traffic should go through there. Yeah, well, that goes over like a lead balloon with academics. The reality is, though, I happen to really like SonicWorld. Can you tell? One of the things that I have available to me in the real Sonic walls instead of the freebies that are in their firewalls is the SRA and the newer versions have the ability to have user profiles. So what I can do is I can actually log in as a slightly different user. One user might have split tunnels. That'll give me the convenience and that'll allow me to have the better performance, especially when I'm in a foreign country or I'm on travel or something like that, or especially if I'm on a slower connection, say like an LTE modem. But when I'm working on, say, something confidential, something's important, that's when I'm more than willing to go and do the tunnel all. And that way, 100% of my traffic. That way, less chance of someone messing around and redirecting my DNS pointers or something like that. My other big piece of advice is what I've done for a lot of my customers is that I segment off, I zone off the work machines versus the kids, basically. And either I do that through a physical port, or I will do tagged VLANs and set up a different network profile that hops onto that tag so that it's separated off from the kids and less chance of something writing back in. And those two together are actually not a bad combination. You can avoid an awful lot of evils that way, and it costs you relatively little money. So that might be something our viewers might want to look at in the future.